Welcome to the Melissa Ambrosini Show. I'm your host, Melissa, best-selling author of Mastering Your Mean Girl, Open Wide, and Comparisonitis. And I'm here to remind you that love is sexy, healthy is liberating, and wealthy isn't a dirty word. Each week, I'll be getting up close and personal with thought leaders from around the globe, as well as your weekly dose of motivation so that you can create epic change in your own life and become the best version of yourself possible. Are you ready, beautiful? Hey, beautiful, and welcome to another bonus Monday motivation episode where today I'm going to be sharing with you some personal updates, some business updates, two of my favorite discoveries right now, my favorite health hack, my favorite life hack, and the quote of the week. So let's dive right in. I hope that you had a glorious, magical week and that you are excited to dive into another beautiful, fresh week, full of opportunities, full of possibilities. All you have to do is go out there and catch them. That's actually a little song that I sing every Monday morning to Nick, and he's like, "Where did this come from? Like, what is this?" I would sing it, but I don't want you to turn this off. I'm just kidding. I actually think I've got an okay voice, but Nick begs to differ on that one. So we'll see. Maybe we should have a singing contest one day. Anyway, I digress. I hope you had a beautiful week. This past week has been really abundant for us. On the personal front, we've had Leo here from Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and he came up for a long weekend because we haven't seen him in a while since the last school holidays. So it was really nice to have him here. It's so beautiful to see him with Bambi and the way that they interact and the way that they play and their relationship. It's really special and really beautiful. He is 16, as you guys know, and he is so soft and loving and beautiful with her. It is so divine to watch their interaction and the way that she looks at him. It's so cute. So, oh my gosh, it's just melting my heart so much. He calls her Minnie, and so now she calls him Minnie. So we say, "Can you say Leo?" And she goes, "Minnie, Minnie." And so that's what she calls him, and he calls her. It's actually really, really cute. And he's called her Minnie from day one. So it's really, really cute. And I love just seeing their relationship evolve. So that was really beautiful to witness over the last week. And it's lovely having him here. It brings a different energy to the home. I personally need to just get used to like having another energy in the home for a minute. And then I'm like, okay, there's another energy here. And we all need to shift. It's like when anyone comes into your home, the whole dynamic of the house shifts. And so I just am extra kind and extra gentle with myself and with everyone in the home. And it shifts Bambi as well. She's not used to having a different energy in the home. So there's just, you know, little things that we have to do to make sure that it all flows, the day flows as effortlessly as it possibly can. So it's really fun to have another energy in the home. And it's also interesting. It's a different dynamic. So we just kind of dance with it, play around with it. And for those of you that have been asking, Nick's arm is healing. It was not broken, like I mentioned last week, which is really great, but he's had it in a brace and he's been getting some treatments on it with this incredible lady. Her name is Tracy, and she does this therapy called bioelectric meridian therapy. And it's kind of like acupuncture. And basically it uses electricity through your fingers. So she kind of like guides her fingers over your body. And it just feels like little tingles, but it's so beautiful and really, really relaxing. I always fall asleep. It's really beautiful. And what it does is she goes along the meridian lines of your body, like they do in Chinese medicine, and releases any blockages in that meridian line. And then it flows freely. So it's kind of like removing a stopped car on a freeway, you know, then the traffic can flow freely. It's the same with this. It's really beautiful. We actually got one of the machines because we were going so much to her and we absolutely love it. So he's been getting some treatment from her on his hand and it's helping so much. after his first session, he was able to move his hand so much more freely, which was awesome. We also have a hyperbaric oxygen chamber in our house. So he's been doing some sessions in there and feels so much better after each session. So he is healing, which is awesome. And also he had a new song come out by Anobi. He had the acoustic version of Uncomfortable released this week, which was so fun. It's always so much fun when he releases a new song. We are dancing around in the kitchen to it nonstop. It's on repeat all week long, and we always are having such a good time when a new song comes out. And I always do something special for him on each release. And when I say something special, like it's a card or a little raw, organic, delicious brownie or something like that. Just something little to acknowledge him, especially when we both work from home and often it's just me and my laptop and him and his keyboard and his laptop and his production equipment, and it's nice to celebrate. So don't forget to celebrate everything. Celebrate everything. Life is so precious. We don't know how long we're here for, so make sure that you celebrate everything, the little things and the big things. Any milestone, celebrate, celebrate, celebrate. And then on the business front, this week has been so big. I am just head down working on this new program that I have coming out in late October. Oh my gosh, guys, I'm so excited about it. I have been working on this for so long and I am so excited that it is getting closer. And oh my goodness, I just can't even tell you what this is going to mean when this is out and how many people it's going to help. I'm really, really excited about it. That is coming out at the end of October, and I have just been working head down, bum up on that, as well as our incredible book that Nick and I are writing together. That has to be handed in on, I'm pretty sure, September 1st. So we are like tap, 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 tapping away at our keyboards to get that done. And I've also got my product, which is launching really soon. We had a little bit of a hold up. It was meant to be launching this past week, but we had a little bit of a hold up, which I'll explain later once it's launched. But that will be launching very soon. I'm just waiting for one thing to be ticked off before that can be launched. And just so you guys know, if you want to be the very first to hear about everything that is happening in my life and in my business, then make sure you head to melissarambrosini.com/newsletter and get on my list so that you get all the insider info first. You get special discounts and things like that. So jump on over there and become an insider, and you will hear about all of the programs and everything that's going on in my life first. You will hear about it there. So make sure you do that. And my two favorite discoveries from this week. The first one is the documentary Eating Our Way to Extinction. So we watched this documentary whilst Leo was here. Admittedly, it took us a couple of nights, pretty much every night, watching 15 minutes because I fall asleep at anything. I fell asleep, guys, in Cirque du Soleil. We went at like 3 o'clock. This was years ago. And it was so dark and cozy. I've fallen asleep in the cinema. I've fallen asleep at Cirque du Soleil. And this is not because I'm overly exhausted. It's just so warm and cozy. I'm that person that gets into bed and within 5 to 10 minutes, I'm asleep. So anyway, I fully digress. That's why it took us so long to watch this, but that's not a reflection of this documentary. This documentary is life-changing, game-changing information, and every single human being needs to watch this documentary with your loved ones. If you care about your children and your children's children, and you want your children and your children's children to have a beautiful earth and an abundance of fresh food to eat, you need to watch this documentary and take action, because the way that we are going, we are destroying our planet. And there won't be a beautiful, abundant planet for our children's children to experience. So please do yourself a favor and watch Eating Our Way to Extinction. It is free on YouTube. So just go and watch it. I think it's about an hour and a half. Watch it with your whole family and educate yourselves. It is such an important, important topic. So that is my favorite discovery from this week. And my second favorite discovery of this week is something that's relatively new to me, which is my friend Lisa has an incredible company called Play to Learn. And if you follow me on Instagram, you will see I've posted lots of different toys of Bambi's that are all toxic free, that are natural, that are not covered with synthetic dyes and things like that. And I get so many questions about it. So I wanted to share it here with you in case you have children or in case you have nieces or nephews or any little people in your life. Check out playtolearn.com.au. This is not an ad, by the way. This is literally where I get all of Bambi's toxic-free toys and things from. They have like beeswax crayons that are so toxic-free. It doesn't matter if they put them in their mouth, you know? And that's the thing, like kids put everything in their mouth. So we need to make sure that they are toxic-free. She gets a lot of the stuff from Germany, which is so progressive in this area. I feel like we've got a long way to go here in Australia and other areas in the world. But check out playtolearn.com.au if you are looking for toxic-free, natural toys for little people in your life. Okay, my health hack for the week. When I was thinking about this, what kept coming to me was go back to basics. When it comes to your health, go back to basics and make sure that you're actually doing the basics. So the first one, are you drinking clean, filtered water? If not, get that sorted right now. It is such a basic, it's such a low-hanging fruit that will make such a huge difference in your health and in your life. The next one, food. Is your food dialed in? Are you eating real, fresh, whole foods? If not, do something about it. Sleep. Are you prioritizing sleep? Are you getting 8 hours of good quality sleep every single night? If not, do something about it. Movement. Are you moving your body every single day? Are you walking? Are you doing some form of movement? It doesn't have to be fancy. Like it truly doesn't. It could be doing squats whilst you are waiting for your vegetables to cook or whatever it is. Just move your body as much as possible. One of the many beautiful things about having children is you are moving a lot. You're playing, you're on the floor, you're crawling around, you're climbing up things, climbing over things. So just move your body as much as you possibly can. And if you sit at a desk, make sure you're standing up if you can. Put some books under your computer and raise your computer so that you can stand up and move as much as you can. Get into nature. Are you getting into nature every single day? I know when it is cold outside, in the colder months, it's very easy to stay inside all nice and warm and cozy, but getting outside, getting some fresh air, it is essential, absolutely essential for your physical health and for your mental health. Relationships. Do you have relationships in your life that are inspiring, that are healthy, that light you up? These all contribute to your health. Are you doing work that you love? If not, what can you shift? Are you meditating? Are you doing some form of meditation every day? Are you breathing deeply every single day? Are you doing some form of breath work, even if it's just taking a couple of deep breaths right now or three before you get out of bed. These are the basics. And the health hack for the week is get back to the basics, the low-hanging fruit. Make sure that you are ticking off the basics: water, food, sleep, movement, nature, relationships, work, meditating, and breathing. Make sure you're doing those every single day and they are dialed in. There's no point in doing all the fancy biohacking and doing this detox and that and going there and trying this and spending that money. There's no point doing all of those things unless you are actually doing these basics. So be really honest with yourself and ask yourself, are you doing these basics? If not, what can I do today to tweak one of those things to be more in alignment with how I truly want to feel and live? Start with one, and then the next day, add another. But these are the basics that move the needle the most. They are the low-hanging fruits that if you're not even doing these, there's no point trying to do everything else. Make sure these are dialed in and that you can tick these off each day. Hope that helps. And my life hack for the week is, you know, something that in the past is very easy for me to do is when life gets full, to cancel the catch up with the friend or the walk with the friend or the lunch with the friend, when really that's the thing that I really need in that moment. But I prioritize my work over those things. But relationships are such a fundamental piece to our mental health and to our life and to our happiness. And so I want to encourage you, if you have the tendency like I do, to remove the catch-ups with the friends first over everything else, to prioritize it this week and make sure you've got at least one soulful catch-up per week with a friend, or maybe it's two friends or whatever it is. But look in your calendar on a Monday for the week ahead and make sure that you have got at least one catch-up where you can drop deep with someone. And if you've got kids, maybe you need to do it with the kids, or, you know, for that hour, maybe you can do it in one of their naps, or you can get your partner to watch them on the weekend or whatever it is. Get creative and make it a priority, because life is so much better with beautiful relationships in it. Sharing our life with our friends and our loved ones makes life so much richer. And so this is your homework. Make sure that you have at least one catch up this week. It is going to make your life so much better. And I'm totally speaking to myself right now. Although on the weekend, I definitely do prioritize catch ups on the weekend. But even when Bambi sleeps on the weekend, I tend to do work, which is not a habit I want to get into all the time. But for this stage in my life, that's what I do. Not on a Sunday though. On a Sunday, there's no work. Zero work. Just play and fun and family and friends and good food and sunshine and outdoors. And it's heaven. Absolute heaven. But life is too precious and too sacred to only do that once a week. So make sure you've injected some soulful relationship time throughout the week as well. Okay, let's move on to the quote of the week. This week, it is a beautiful quote from Byron Katie, who is coming on the podcast very soon. She's incredible. If you don't know who Byron Katie is, oh, she is amazing. And she said to me in our interview, "Melissa, when I believed my thoughts, I suffered. When I didn't believe them, I didn't suffer. When you believe your thoughts, you suffer. When you don't believe them, you don't suffer." So many times in my life, I have believed my inner mean girl thoughts. I have let her convince me that they are true, that they are gospel. And they're not. The truth is that they're not. And she just got up on that stage with her microphone and wanted to tear me down. And I let her, and I believed her thoughts, and I suffered, and it caused a lot of inner turmoil for myself. But as soon as I don't believe her, as soon as I don't believe the things that she is yelling from center stage, it all dissipates. So what are you believing right now that your inner mean girl is telling you? What are you believing right now that is not serving you? I invite you to let it go and to remind yourself that when you believe her thoughts, you suffer. And when you don't suffer. And this is literally a reminder to myself every day. Don't believe her. Don't believe her. Just laugh. Have a little giggle at the things that she says. She just wants to be seen and heard. Give her the microphone for a second, and then, okay, you can tell her to get off the stage now and take the microphone back, because your truth wants the microphone. Your truth wants to stand center stage. So remember that you don't have to believe your thoughts about your health, about your career, about finances, about anything. You don't have to believe your thoughts. And often when we do, that's when we suffer. So it's time. It is time to quit believing your inner critic thoughts, your inner mean girl thoughts. It is time. You can do it. I believe in you. And this week, this is your homework. Start with today. Start with just one day. I am so committed to not believing my inner mean girl thoughts today. Just start today. And then tomorrow, I want you to recommit again. Today, I am committed to not believing my inner mean girl thoughts. And then the next day, today, I am committed to not believing my inner critic thoughts. And on, until it becomes so deeply embedded in you that you don't even need to have that conversation. And maybe once in a while you do, but it's become a part of who you are. Remind yourself, put a post-it note on your bathroom mirror or put a reminder in your phone that says, don't believe your thoughts, with a little smiley face, and let that go off every few hours if you need to. That's a really powerful thing to do. So remember, not to believe your thoughts. Don't believe your thoughts. When you do, that's when we suffer. Let them go. Give your true higher self the microphone in the center stage. Let her shine out. Give her the microphone and tell your inner critic, your inner mean girl, to exit stage left. It's your truth's time to shine. I hope that you take this message out into your week and you have a beautiful, magnificent, glorious week, not believing your inner mean girl thoughts and letting your truth shine out. I love you. Don't forget that you are amazing, that you're doing such an incredible job, that you matter, that your voice matters, that your work matters, that you're an incredible, amazing human being, and you matter. I love you. Don't forget to look up, to see the beauty around you, to see the beauty within you, and remember that I love you heaps.